This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, February 26th. God's word for you today is, how much more? Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings 20, verse 1 to 2 and 5, which says, the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says, put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover. Ezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed, go back and tell Ezekiah. Some people say, once God has spoken, that it is. Not in all cases. And this is why you need to understand the difference between prophecy, God's promises, and God's decrees. A prophecy can be changed. It does not make God a liar. A promise may not be fulfilled. It does not make God a liar. But a decree must stand. Different dynamics. You have to be in charge of your life spiritually. You have to be on top of your game spiritually. The vigils we have during our God Will Do It Again seasons are always very exciting for me. And by the grace of God, I am always fired up. Engaging heaven in seasons like that, especially at the midnight hour, puts you in a place spiritually that you cannot even recover from. The network my main phone is on sometimes gets crosstalk, and I get calls from strange numbers. Or I can pick a call and someone is speaking Hausa. So I politely tell them it is a wrong number and I drop the call. One day, I was in my study preparing for a service and I saw a strange number calling. And God said to me, curse him. I thought, but we have to be civilized people. How can you just curse somebody I do not know? But regardless of what I think, as I hear, I do. So I picked the call. The person began to talk and I said, wrong number. Then he said, this is not a wrong number. He then started to give me instructions and then switched into incantations. I said, you actually called the wrong number. I did not know I was that little. I unleashed an avalanche of curses on the caller, and by himself, he dropped the phone. I will not drop such a call. He called me. Like my grandmother would say, you went to look for trouble with a small hand. When the Holy Spirit told me to curse him, I did not know who he was. Guess what? It has not happened after that. You have to be on top of your game spiritually, particularly in Africa. Demons only answer to fire. What I'm saying is simple. If you are ready to see a turnaround, dare to pray boldly. God is listening. If you want to see a turnaround, you need to dare to pray boldly. Ezekiah faced the wall and prayed boldly. You have to not only be bold, you have to be persistent. Matthew 7 verse 7 to 8 says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Now, what comes next is the premise for this. Matthew 7 verse 9 to 11 says, you parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you, sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? How many parents reading are tempted to give their children a snake when they ask for fish? It does not even cross your mind how much more God. It is as if God is saying, "What do you take me for?" Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to persist in the place of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.